Today's episode is for the woman who swears she needs a 27-hour day. That's me. I get it. Because somehow you're working, you're parenting, you're running a household, trying to stay consistent with your goals, and you're still ending up most days like, wait a second, did I even get anything done today? So today we're going to get into that and into mindset shifts that really matter, because the truth is, time management isn't just about planners and to-do lists. It's about how you're carrying that load, what you're saying yes to, and what you've been taught to believe productivity is really supposed to look like. So let's get into it. Welcome back, everyone, to 9 to 5 Mom with a Pod. I have an amazing guest, Kelly Leerden. Oh my gosh. Kelly, welcome. I'm so happy to have you here. How are you?
I'm doing amazing. How are you today?
I'm good. I'm really excited to hear all of your perspectives on all of these topics that we're going to go over today, which is how to get 8 hours back in your week. This is something that I'm struggling with, to date. A lot of people out there are struggling, a lot of listeners. So I can't wait to hear about this. And I also want to get into your systems and the framework. I took a look at your free lead magnet. Oh my gosh, guys, I'm going to put it in the show notes. You're going to love it. And I just really, first, before anything, I want to understand, where did you start from all of this? Because right now I feel like moms are never sitting down. Our brains are on 24/7, work, kids, appointments, meals, texts, emails. I mean, did I already like overwhelm everyone? But your brand is Walk Like Warriors. And you were once known as the 47 tabs gal, where like you had all these tabs open and you were managing everything while also managing your kids and your career. So I just want to get started and understand how this all started. How did you get here? What was your typical day when you had those 47 tabs open that made you want to literally unlock these 8 hours of secrets?
Like so many other women, I would be sitting down to check my email and suddenly remember that there was a school form that I forgot to fill out. It's still on the countertop at home. So I would call the school real quick and tell them I was going to do it and bring it later. And then while I was doing that, I would realize I never made the vet visit. And so I would call the vet and make that appointment. And then while I'm doing that, I would realize my Walmart grocery order is still sitting in my cart. I never checked out and I need to pick it up on my way home because we need that for the cupcakes I have to bring tonight to the party. And so my brain was just always on. So the 47 tabs open was like literally and figuratively. And when I was in corporate, in some ways it was easier, in some ways it was harder. So what was a lot harder was not being at home. So when these things would pop into my head, I couldn't deal with it right away. And I didn't have a good system for dealing with it. The thing that was very helpful though, was that it's very structured. So if you have a meeting at 12 PM with the CEO, you have that meeting with the CEO. So you're not losing track of time. You have to be on your game unless you don't want to keep your job anymore. When I started Walk Like Warriors, what I found was it was amazing to be at home and to be able to do things as I thought about them, but that created sort of like this expansiveness with how I viewed time. And so I would be running around like a chicken with my head chopped off all day. And when my head hit the pillow at night, I was like, I know I was so busy today, but when I'm trying to think about what I got done, I can't even tell you. I just know I was in perpetual motion. And so I knew that something had to change, whether corporate, working for yourself, a blend. What tends to happen is, as women, we're using these systems that they sound great in theory, like a 15-minute time diary or time audits, or these beautiful planners that are in Barnes & Noble, or you can go online and there's all these pop-up companies now of all these women making all these special planners, journals, calendars, all of that. But we still end up in the same place. And I have a huge love for psychology. And I started thinking, I think there's something here. I think that the way that women view time and the blend between work and family, the blend between crushing a work project, but also wanting to be a good mommy who doesn't feel guilty all the time, the systems that are so commonplace don't work really well for women's brains. And so I went on this journey to essentially, I would love to say I was trying to help all the women of the world. I was just trying to help myself. I was like, I thought I was weird, maybe ADHD. Why can I not keep track of time? Why am I so time blind? Why do I go to unload the dishwasher? Then I start paying a bill. Then I'm outside talking to the neighbor. Like, why can't I just stick with something and do it? Why can't I focus? Why can't I stay where my feet are when I'm working? I'm thinking about the kids. When I'm with the kids, I'm thinking about that email that just came in. Why is this happening? And so I started this journey to design something that would work for me. And I was coaching a woman and a multi six-figure earner. And she said, well, you're so on top of things. How are you doing it? And I have to tell you, Francesca, I was embarrassed. I felt my cheeks turn red because I'm like, I can't show her my system. She's going to laugh at me. She's going to think this is the most immature thing she's ever seen. But I didn't know what else to do. My back was against the wall. She was literally saying, tell me how you're getting all this done. And so I shared it with her. And then a week later, I got a message from her and she said, that was the most productive week I've ever had in my life. And that's when something clicked inside me. And I thought, I actually think I'm onto something here. I think that maybe women have been hiding and thinking like, oh, I'll just use the planner. I'll use the system that everyone else is. But then secretly they've got post-it notes and notebooks everywhere. And their notes app has 1300 notes and they've got reminders and alarms. And they think they're the only one. And I am here to tell you, you, my sweet girl, you are not the only one. There's millions of us that feel like we are a round peg and there's a square hole. And for some reason, all the things that work for everybody else just don't seem to work for us.
That's true. That's very true. You know, very ironically, yesterday, that wasn't yesterday. It was Saturday, excuse me. It was the day before yesterday. I went to go see a friend of mine, her grandmother. She's a very close friend of mine. She was actually my friend. Shout out to Christina. She's my friend that she started the podcast with me, the prior one before 9 to 5 Mom with a Pod. Anyway, long story short, I went to go visit her. And on the way there, I went with my husband and my daughter. My husband's like, hey, let's stop here to charge the car, to charge the Tesla for a quick second. I said, okay, great. So usually when I stop and charge, I always bring my laptop, open it up, answer a few emails. I use that 20, 30 minute little time frame that I have just sitting there doing absolutely nothing to kind of like get some work done. And then my daughter's just watching the little TV thing, all good. So then I go visit her and then she goes, hey, what took you so long? I was like, oh, I had to charge. And then, you know, I was also working a little bit, got caught up with this whole thing. And she goes, you're always working. You're always working. And I was like, I have like brackets of time that whenever it's like, wow, the universe is giving me this amazing bracket of time, I have to take advantage of it. So anyway, so then she starts talking and basically she's just like, you know, Francesca never has time. Every time I call her, she's always like in a meeting or something. She's actually busier than she ever was before she had, you know, went busier than my 9 to 5 that I had. So I go, you want to see my calendar? I open my laptop. I turn the laptop around and I go, this is my calendar. And she goes, dude, are you nuts? She's like, I'm like, I bill for everything. And when I mean bill, I put my time on where my time is going on everything, no matter what it is. So like if I'm talking to my sister-in-law for X amount of time, I would put 30 minutes talking on the phone with my sister-in-law. If I was in a meeting, I would bill everything. Like I would put everything down. It comes from my past life as a paralegal where I used to bill my time with the clients. So I just developed that habit. And speaking real quickly of the 15-minute rule, it's true. I had an episode, I think it was the last one. Actually, my most listened to episode is my 15-minute rule, which really, really means that my daughter, whenever my daughter's home or I don't have all day, all the 8 hours to just sit and crunch up all these ideas, creativity for the podcast, for the business, I have a 15-minute slot. Every 15, 20 minutes, like clockwork, my daughter comes to me and is like, okay, I'm bored with this thing that you put me to play with or this book that I was reading and now I'm going back. So it's just funny context with all of this that you're saying, which is pretty interesting because it's true. We're all going through it and we're all trying to find the secret to what is the secret to saving time. And you have no idea sometimes where your time is actually going. And I'll get into that a little bit later because I made a big mistake to watch what my screen time was. And you're just, anyway, I'll show it to you a little bit later down the line. But when you look in this situation, in this wonderful, inspiring story that you just said, when you're looking at moms, for instance, right, like us, right, where do you actually see them losing the most time? Like physical, or is it something else? Like, where do you actually see them losing the most time?
Far and away, it is figuring out what to work on. It's this thief that's invisible. So we don't think that we're ever stopping and staring at the wall to figure out what to work on. Of course not. But because we don't have a plan, we usually default into checking email, checking Instagram DMs, answering texts. We default into these, I call it sand, you know, like the theory with the glass jar with the big rocks, the medium rocks, and the sand. The sand will get filtered and funneled around the big rocks, but we have this tendency to sort of like knock out the communications, I call them comms. So we overemphasize comms and quick wins when we get that 10, 20, 30 minute of time. And then we're ping ponging. So it's what we think that we're being productive by opening our email, but in reality, we're just doing what the habit says to do, which is I pop open the email on my phone when I've got 15 minutes waiting for my kid to get out of school. And so it feels productive, but then at the end of the day, when you try to account for what you did during all of those cracks in your day where you filled it with stuff, it's almost always comms check-ins, which is not productive. It doesn't move anything forward. It's kind of like just treading water. So instead of really sitting and thinking about what would help me the most, what would move the needle the most in my life right now, we default to opening comms. And so we're not really getting any kind of forward momentum when we do that. And so it's figuring out what to do, but not even taking the time to do it and just doing things by default. And when we do have that time, is not having a plan for how to use it. And so that's where one of the things I teach is having an ordered list. So I teach a theme day system. Monday is X day, Tuesday is this day. And as part of that, so inside that bucket, you're on Monday. So for me as a business owner, it's admin day. It's my day to send out contracts and agreements, follow up on proposals, go through and update, you know, just all of the computer stuff you give to an administrative assistant. And so on Monday, it's so helpful to theme your days, but I'm not ping-ponging around trying to figure out what to do. I literally pop open a Google sheet, and there is an ordered list with little checkdowns. And it's like, I do this and then I do that. And so even if I have 10 minutes, Francesca, I will knock out one or two of those tasks. I have to run and do something with the kids, right? I get back, I can quickly see at a glance exactly where I left off. But if I didn't have that, I would default to comms check-ins because that's what we all do. It's what we've been trained to do. If you've worked in corporate, that's kind of like what you do when your tush hits the seat. What do? You open your email. It's like this default setting we all have that is quite often not productive. So not knowing what to do, not really figuring out what the priority is, but that ping-ponging is it's like, right up there is the biggest time thief. Is we're starting the email and then we pop into Target to get the birthday gift and then we pop back over this thing. And every time we context switch, we're losing precious, precious minutes that we need. And so by having a theme for every day of the week and then following an ordered list, that solves for both of those.
Interesting.
Defaulting to comms check-ins and kind of ping-ponging around, going totally out of order. When you do things in the same order every time, your brain loves patterns. So your brain is all about pattern recognition. That's why if you brush your teeth before bed, you're not like, where is my toothbrush? It's like, you know where they are because you do that every single time. And you know to reach for the toothbrush first and then the toothpaste and then squeeze it onto the toothbrush. Like these are all things your brain loves to do the same thing all the time because it wants to conserve calorie. It wants to expand the least amount of effort possible. So, I mean, you could argue that we're all pretty lazy, but your brain is, that's why, prejudices, not like racial prejudices, but just prejudices for things, or it's your brain trying to categorize like this, I like this, I like that. Your brain really loves when things are the same all of the time. And so when we ping pong, we're making our brain work so hard, which is also, I have this whole thing. I think some of with women, especially the afternoon slump hits us so much harder than men.
Oh, explain
and
that.
I think it's from our brains ricocheting all the time and trying to think about and do too many things at once instead of, like I said, following an ordered plan. It's not restrictive, it's freedom. Because when I can close the laptop at 3 and not think about work, not be only halfway present with my family, when I'm really and truly done and my business is bringing in wonderful revenue for my family, That feels pretty dang good. And so we don't have to operate in those systems of being stretched so thin and ricocheting around our post-it notes, our notes app, our task lists, and our email inboxes. It wastes so much time, but it also is wasting a lot of brain power. So you're draining your resources all throughout the day when you operate the normal way.
So interesting about the theming. I have a question about theming versus flexibility. I guess this is more personal to me. I will be honest. I have heard of theming. I think theming is like a dream to be, especially for a perfectionist like me. I love to have everything laid out for me as to what I'm going to do. Unfortunately, theming for me does not work for the most part because, for example, I already know the main themings for me. For example, like I know when I'm going to drop off my daughter every day. I know that. I know when I'm going to pick her up. That time is blocked. I know when I'm going to come home, and I usually have an idea. I have an exact idea, excuse me, when I'm going to cook lunch and make dinner and so forth, and when her bath time is and her bedtime is. But in generic around all of that, I also, as a CEO, but maybe it's because I'm in podcasting and creative, I'm not sure. But as a CEO, I can't fully commit to all themed days because every day is completely different. So like I could tell you today, you know, I know that I was reviewing my outline for this episode, and then we went ahead and jumped on the recording. And then right after this, I have like my process. But every day is also different. Like some days I'm like, I get a call from like, let's say like a journalist, you know, or the other day I get, you know, oh, can I jump on a 30-minute Zoom with you for like a brand or a sponsor? And it's so strange because it's every day is different. But I guess that's not a bad thing, right? I guess what we could say is that we can theme most of our tasks as much as possible. And then whatever we can't control, like if the school calls me and my daughter has to, you know, she's sick or she has to come home for the rest of the day, the whole theme of my whole day is gone. It's out the window. It's goodbye. That happened to me recently for one of my Thanksgiving special episodes that I did where I was in New York. I had that day set up. The school calls me, and it's so I guess for me, I don't know, maybe I'm wrong. Correct me if I'm wrong. Theming, is there like theme days that can also be flexible? Like, can we move things around?
Yes, it's a wonderful question. And so even though I'm saying admin day or podcast mm-hmm. day, it's actually not the whole day. Oh. It's 30 minutes to 3 hours to start the day. And so the idea behind it is there's two things that'll happen. Either your day comes at you or you come at your day. And so for me, I'm a business coach and I have a group coaching program, and I that's how the money is made in my business. So I can't spend 8 hours on an admin day, but it's that first hour to 90 minutes. So some of my theme days take me a little bit longer. So my content creation batching day might take me 3 or 4 hours, but it's me saying, this is the purpose of this day. And I work through that ordered list. And then once it hits, let's say 10 a.m., I'm free to do whatever is on my agenda. So I believe, so podcasters, people with a lot of meetings, is you try to chunk them into certain days of the week and not let everybody have dibs on your calendar, because then we tend to end up in reactive mode. So you start to get into a flow state, you're really cranking out a lot of podcast episode ideas, and then all of a sudden you're like, oh my goodness, I've got this 30-minute call. And then that interrupts your flow state, which we don't talk about this enough, that research shows, or research indicates, I should say, that every single time we're removed from a flow state, 23 minutes approximately, it takes to get back into that flow state. So we think of it as like it was just a 30-minute call, but it was a 30-minute call plus 23 minutes. So there goes an hour. So when I was coaching tons of one-on-one, I don't do that as much anymore. Now it's more my group programs, but I had those calls on Tuesdays until my whole calendar got booked out. And then it was Tuesdays and Thursdays, and I was coaching like 15 people a week back to back to back to back to back. And so so even though Tuesday was content creation day, I was coaching all day. So yes, that would work wonderfully for you, is you just say, after I drop the kids off at school, I sit down, my sweet tush hits the seat, and for 30 minutes, I am doing my CEO strategy day, because that is important. I want to feel like I'm working on the business, not just in the business. But when we don't have this intention for the day, all of these things come flying at us. And then we're like, well, it won't work for me. But I'm not even telling people 5 hours, 8 hours. I'm saying, even if you just themed 1 hour. So for the woman listening, who's like, well, I'm working corporate, that must be nice for you. But What if you're somebody who you've got projects that you have to manage? What if your Thursday was your project day and you just block your calendar and you tell people, like, this is my deep work day. This is how I am fulfilling my responsibilities to this company. And so I am here for emergencies, but it's either going to be before 9 a.m. or after 3 p.m. when I can meet with you. But 9 to 3, I'm going to close my door. I'm going to close the shades on the window, and I really need to be head down. And so we never want to build a whole business or corporate career around the outliers. Yeah, kids get sick. The dog needs to go to the vet for an emergency visit, but those are outliers. And so I love when women can design a flexible system that's right and true 80% of the time. And then for those outliers, because we know as women that when things happen in the family, extended family, pets, kids, all of that stuff, it usually falls on us. I don't think that's a bad thing. We're designed to be nurturers by nature. And let's be honest, if our husbands did it, we wouldn't like the way he did it anyway, and we would do it. So I just think it's better for us to do some of that stuff.
But I get that.
If someone's like, this doesn't work for me, I would posit to them, can it just be 1 hour to start the day or during your lunch break? So for the corporate working woman, where she's like, my time is not my own, could you theme your lunches where you say Monday is my grocery shopping ordering day? So on your lunch break, go to your favorite little restaurant and just place the order every Monday. You don't have to think about it. It's just happening. And then there's always bread for sandwiches for the next day, right? And so for Tuesday, can that be your bill paying day? Can you say, this is the day where I'm going to be on top of my family finances. I'm the CFO of this family. And so it can really work in a variety of situations. So even though I'm saying day, it's just to help people think of it as like a theme, not so much that it would take 8 hours. I have some women who they're side hustling super hard, and so their admin day is 30 minutes. Like, that's the best, that's the most they've got for their business, but they feel so good because they're not losing ground in these different spheres that being a business owner really requires us to, like, have all of these things going at the same time. So it helps us not lose ground. I will say to you though, if there's a way for you to block your calendar where you have Mondays and Fridays open and Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday is the day that you do all your calls, meetings, et cetera, it'll really help you, number one, be able to take a 4-day weekend whenever you want it, which with kids, let's be honest, they get sick. And like, if you've got that time, you're not shuffling stuff, but it just allows you to get to deeper levels of focus and a flow state. If we can have like at least 2 days where we're not having to pop in and out of meetings.
That's a great advice to give to anybody out there, to be honest. I'm still working on it. It's a work in progress. I'm very organized with my time, but I'm also very distracted and all over the map during the day. Like, yes, I have everything timed and billed and all calendar color coded, the whole nine yards. But even today is a great example of that. I'm starting and working on tweaking my outline for today's episode. I get up to go for a cup of coffee, you know, little refuel. Then I look at the dishes and I'm like, crap, the dishes are there. Okay. And then I was tempted. I was like, ah. And it was actually your, because I was reading your free lead magnet, and it was your lead magnet that I was like, because I was, if it were up to me, I would have just done. I was like, oh, it's a quick, you know, 5-10 minutes, just get the dishes done and then get out. But then I looked at the dishes, and as I was grabbing to it, I was like literally reaching to it. I'm like, wait a second, I have to finish this outline. Like, I have to finish reviewing what I need to do today. This is not moving the needle. The dishes are going to be there in an hour anyway. So, you know, and
I love it.
So it was just that mindset. And I feel like mindset and identity, I'm actually going through this in my book club tonight. I host a bi-monthly book club. And our topic of today is the book Atomic Habits, and we're talking about the fundamentals, and one of them is identity. And identity and just changing the way you think about things is the only way that you could develop like a new habit. So for instance, like if I wanted to lose 10 pounds or 20 pounds, right, I can get on a diet, I can lose the weight, but I will always gain it back because I never change the way I see food. I never change the identity. And as women, right, we're always like, whenever we accomplish something and reach something or reach a goal, we revert back to it, to our old habits sometimes out of guilt, because, you know, we have all these things going on. We're like, man, and then it makes us feel like we're not good enough. Then the burnout comes. Because let me tell you, I will be completely transparent. Yesterday, I almost had an almost meltdown. Thank goodness that I am very like I can catch it. It's difficult though. And I was just like, I was overwhelmed all of a sudden. For some reason with me, when the tasks starts like stacking, like, oh, I have to do laundry and then I have to work on the episode and then I have to take care, you know, get Catherine, my daughter, ready for school tomorrow. And then I got to put everything together. Then I got to cook, you know, dinner. And then I also have to go and visit my friend. And then I have to do, like, when it all starts piling up, I get super anxious. And then all of a sudden I had to sit down and my brain just like was just like on overdrive. I was like drowning and burnt out. And then that's when I told my husband, I am burnt out. Like, I'm mentally like having a mental breakdown. And then I started to cry. And it's just one of those things and those feelings that we as women feel because we want to do everything. We want to control the narrative. And it's not a not normal thing to, you know what I mean? Like, it's that it's just normal for us to do that. But sometimes we have to take a step back. So anyway, going back to identity, this goes back to identity where we just have to reshape and reframe the way we see and think about things in order for us to be able to change that habit. And then do theme days, for example. Like, you just opened my mind about theme days. It's something that I'm not used to, so I have to change my perspective and my identity on it. Does that make sense? Did yes, I lose everybody?
It makes total sense. And that's the thing, that we also tend to revert to habits that yes. we've had. And I believe you can teach an old dog new tricks. Mm-hmm. And I'm not calling you old or a dog. I'm just saying that we have to be really intentional about it. Yeah. So like your sticking point was, this won't work for me. But then you heard, oh, you don't need 8 hours. It can literally just be the first 30 minutes. And then I could see you felt a little bit like you shifted one degree. Right. And right. so sometimes it's just getting these things that we're trying to change in alignment with the way that our life actually looks. So whether it's weight loss, and I mean, I love that book. It's one of my theme days in my system that I teach in my group program is on Thursday, it's deep work day. And so like, I love Atomic Habits, but I also love the book Deep Work. And what I found is women have a really hard time with deep work. And so you want to talk about an identity shift is, you know, we feel like we've got, you know, 93 tabs open all the time. And we feel like we're spinning all of these plates. And sometimes what might've happened with you is all the plates are spinning and we feel like superwoman, but one plate starts to wobble a little bit. And then we're just like, oh my gosh. And then we're running over to that plate. Then two more down there start to wobble. And then we just almost feel like we're crumbling under the weight of all that we have to do and all the responsibilities that line us. But deep work is such a powerful thing if women can train their brain. Because our brains, it's like squirrels on meth. Like, our brains are just like going like crazy.
Yep.
But to train your brain to focus on one thing in your business or corporate world, just for 2 to 3 to 4 hours, one project, not email, not ping ponging around, but one project, the one main thing that needs your attention, phone in a different room, notifications off. Like, that was another thing I want to just add this to what you asked me kick things off. A big time waster is having notifications on. Every single time you look at the top of your screen, you hear that little ding, you hear that little ping, and you look and you just quickly glance at it. You think that took you 1 or 2 seconds, but it didn't. It took like 30 seconds because when you go back to what you were doing, you've got to get reframed. Like, you ever feel like that? Yeah. I feel like that. Yeah. I feel like I almost have to like, okay, where was I? Okay. Like, I'm like giving myself a little pep talk and I'm reading the paragraph. Like, where did I leave off? No, I already read that. Wait, mm-hmm. where? And we don't, it's like these tiny little time thieves. And so like, that's a big thing with me, with my Success Squad girls, like in my coaching program, is turning off notifications. You only need it on for your kids or if you've got an aging parent. Everything else, you don't need to know when an email comes in, because most of us are already in our inboxes way too much anyway. Like, I always say to people, explain to me why you need to know within 13 seconds of that email coming in. Because if you were driving, like, you wouldn't be aware, but like somehow when we're at our computer,
yeah,
everything feels really urgent and really pressing. And this is where I see burnout really increasing with women. And I think some of it is because men, their brains are very bucketed. And
right.
No man has ever argued with me. Like, they will say I'm simple. Like, when I'm working on my slide deck for my presentation, I'm working on that slide deck for my presentation. But women are like, I'm buying my mom's birthday gift and I'm ordering flowers for my sister and I'm making the vet appointment and I'm placing that order for the cupcakes for school. And so we're working on the slide deck, but we're also doing a million other things in our head. And mm-hmm. so when you add notifications on all the time to our already busy brain, it's a recipe for disaster. It's a recipe of being even more reachable, right. Feeling even more drained of, it's almost like a, like a fight or flight type of response, where we feel almost like this state of anxiousness.
Yes.
Sometimes a dopamine hit because it's a sale coming through or a proposal being signed. But more often than not, it's like, oh, okay, I got it. Okay, now there's this other. It's just like this constant draining and pulling on our energy versus having 3 times a day for, depends on your inbox, the state of chaos, but 10 minutes to 30 minutes, you check in during set specific times. Most women feel such a sense of relief, but I have to get them there to not always have email open on one of their screens, to not have those notifications going nonstop. Like, you don't, girls, you do not need to know every time someone likes your Instagram post. You do not need to know every time Target sends you an email. Operating like that and not being willing to make a change, it's slowly draining you.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then you get your back against the wall and you're crying in the shower and you feel like no one helps me. I'm doing all this alone. I feel so pulled in a million directions.
Yeah.
But these micro changes we can make of teaching our brains to habits, teaching our brains to deep work, teaching our brains not to respond to notifications the second they come in, that our brains, letting them have space and air to work on one thing at a time and not keep ricocheting around.
Right.
It can feel very empowering and very freeing. And that's where I can get women who were previously working 50 hours, 60 hours a week. Laptop comes everywhere with them. Laptop is on their lap in the bleachers while they're watching the kids game. I can get them to working 30 hours
a week.
But they're getting more done. And so it really does come from systems and an orderly way of doing them. And it doesn't feel restrictive. I mean, people can hear from listening to me. Do I sound like somebody that is very regimented? I mean, listen to me. I'm barely finishing my thoughts. But these systems have given me freedom. And to be able to be done at 3 and just done, like done, not on the laptop while the kids are watching a Disney movie. I mean, like done, like I'm fully present with my family. That is the gift. And so a lot of times my creative girls, and I am one, I don't know if I want to live like that. It's like, but how are you living now? Because most of you are super drained and exhausted. And so when we fly by the seat of our pants, it feels very like creative and I'm in the flow and I wherever inspiration takes me, and I let people book when they want to because I don't want to lose the sale. It's like when you start to take these miniature baby steps toward reclaiming your calendar, peace is always the result.
We always think that things are impossible until it's possible, right? Until we think it is possible. And I think also societal pressure that women put on themselves, you know, the idea of the perfect mom online, the idea of any moment of pause or, you know, any talk about, oh, take a break, or any talk about anything that is good for your mental health, it's automatically being shot down and be like, oh my gosh, you're being lazy. You're not climbing that corporate ladder. You're not hustling enough. You're not, you know, you're not doing what you're supposed to be doing. And then mom guilt creeps in, you know, because now you're saying, well, I want to be present for my kids, but society, you know, societal pressure is telling me that I have to keep going. You have to keep hustling. You have to keep doing this. And it's a double-edged sword, I believe, in my opinion, right? Where we're at this point. But to your point about burnout, there's actually here, Motherly's 2020 State of Motherhood Survey. I actually found this. So Motherly's 2020 State of Motherhood Survey found that nearly 86% of mothers experience burnout at least occasionally. About 41% feel burned out frequently, and then 6% feel it all the time. Mm. This is, www.mother.ly, I guess, Motherly, /news. So that's, it's happening all over. We're talking about mental health, right? Our topics ever since COVID came through was about mental health, how to reclaim our identities. And same thing goes to moms, to mothers, to women who are just trying to do legitimately do it all. Like I am that person too. I can speak for that because I was that, or I am that, I guess, where I still try to go, accomplish. If you stop and take a breath for a second, I feel guilty. I feel like I'm not good enough. I didn't work hard enough. I didn't push any needles. And yet we're not being taught micro wins. We're not taught microwins. And everybody looks at microwins like, because, you know, whenever they're teaching us, and again, goes back to societal pressure. Oh, you have to lose weight. Here, how to lose 20 pounds in 2 weeks. Oh, that's not sustainable, right? Like health-wise, right? Or here, get 100,000 subscribers in 2 days. We're living in that world that it's micro wins instead of, you know, who wants to know, oh, by the way, it takes, you know, 6 months to get those 20 pounds off, right? Like, because you have to be consistent because you have to keep going to the gym or whatever it is. Or for the creator is like, hey, it's going to take time. You're going to need to build your subscriber, maybe a year, maybe two. Nobody wants to hear that. But we will love to hear, oh yeah, how to get 100,000 people in 2 days, how to lose that 20 pounds in 2 weeks before your wedding. You know, like we're living that and we're not being taught micro wins. But that's a great point you made. But before we wrap up, I really want to give our listeners right now something that they can actually do and use today. So if someone's listening right now, what thing they need to do first? What do you recommend that listener that they need to do first if they want to reclaim something this week?
I would start with turning off the notifications.
My gosh, Kelly, thank you so much for being here in this episode with me. Can you tell everyone where they can find you, please?
Walk Like Warriors is the website. So walklikewarriors.com. And on Instagram, it's the same name, but there's underscores between each name, because each word, I should say, because someone already has that handle. But it's a bright yellow picture of me. So if they see that, they are in the right place. I coach for free Monday through Friday in Instagram stories. It's the joy of my heart is just to be able to pour into women. You know, you hit the nail on the head, Francesca, is we have a lot of pressures on us. And I think if we don't have a counterpoint to all that's getting added to our plates, we end up in this cyclone of busyness and overwhelm and activity. And so my goal is to help be that counterpoint and to encourage women, because the one thing I know after going through burnout and being a workaholic, I've been a workaholic my whole life, is that margin brings peace and margin brings joy. And like you were talking about with the weight loss, everyone wants to believe that it's easy and fast. Just block times on your calendar that say free time. It doesn't work like that. You have to actually have a system for creating margin. I don't know about you, but I'm a much happier mom, a much nicer wife when I've got a lot of margin in my life. That's what I want for women, is for them to be able to build something substantial, but not sacrifice their personal life to do it.
That's very true. Very beautiful. For everybody out there, you'll find all of Kelly's resources, just like Walk Like Warrior, her free guide and everything in the show notes. And if you also want the bonus questions, because we're going to keep recording that we're going to record right after this, it's just for the email subscribers only. You can join my email list and the link is also going to be in the show notes. For all of you out there, I'm also running a bi-monthly virtual book club for working moms and women entrepreneurs. So come hang out with us. You'll find all of those links also online. Kelly, yes, thank you for being here. And for everyone, have a wonderful day and I'll see you next time. Thanks, Kelly.
Thank you so much.